Vodacom and Discovery have joined forces to deliver an online healthcare consultation COVID-19 facility for all South Africans. And get this, it's for free. It enables people to understand their personal risk to COVID-19 and, where necessary, to schedule a virtual healthcare professional's time and advice. This is a form of telemedicine, and already people around the world have been using this tool to deal with the coronavirus situation, especially given the apprehension of medical personnel being exposed to potentially ill patients. Well, to tell us more about the service and how it works, I'm joined on the line by Mariam Kassim. She's the Chief Executive Officer of Vodacom Financial Services. Thanks very much for joining us, Mariam. So what's an apt service in a moment like this? So it's a partnership between yourselves and Discovery. I suppose that's you bringing the communication infrastructure to the party and Discovery bringing the medical expertise on board. Tell us.
Yes, well, Nonki, thanks for having us on the show. Vodacom Financial Services is Vodacom's fintech arm of the business and focuses really on financial inclusion as well as medical and healthcare inclusion for all South Africans. And in this specific partnership with Discovery, we've partnered on a virtual healthcare platform that will actually give people free access to reliable information, screening, and where necessary, free online medical consultations specifically to help fight the current COVID-19 crisis. Mm. So this will really allow Discovery's base of medical doctors to reach mobile phone users all over the country.
Excellent. So the service is not limited to either Discovery or Vodacom clients. It's available to all South Africans. So just tell us, how does it work in practice and the website or websites that people need to go and visit?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, that's the main purpose of this initiative, is that it is not restricted to any customers of any of the brands who have come together to launch this. It's a pure purpose-led initiative to help with the COVID-19 crisis. So there are a few easy steps through which users can access the service. Firstly, you can access the COVID-19 information hub, both on the Vodacom website as well as on the Discovery website. There's then a self-screening exercise which the user will go through, and that's really just a few questions which kind of assesses whether your risk is high risk or low risk of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. If you are confirmed as low risk, we then direct you to an education portal where we give you a lot of information around prevention of the disease. If you are considered as high risk, we then recommend that you book a virtual consultation with a doctor, and you can either book one at a specific time, or if there are doctors available on the platform at that point, you can see one immediately. And this virtual consultation just really assists with doctors being able to see patients virtually through a video call type facility, which also helps to just decrease the risk of infection.
Yes.
As you don't have people needing to go and be face-to-face with a doctor, it also decreases the risk of infection for other patients who may be waiting in the waiting room to see the doctor, et cetera. So this is really a great initiative, a digital initiative to
Indeed.
Be able to still see a doctor.
So,
and then the doctor will then I guess have the consultation and decide whether you need to be recommended for a pathology test. If they feel that you're a high risk for COVID-19, they will then send you a script either through SMS, WhatsApp, email, etc., and you can then go to any of the laboratories nationwide to have your testing done. The results will then be sent back to the doctor, who will then contact the patient again for discussing the results and next steps.
And obviously, just for clarity, if that did happen, the patient would go to the clinic or doctor and obviously pay for that test themselves.
Correct. So Vodacom and Discovery have both contributed 10 million rand each into a fund, so it's a 20 million rand fund, mm-hmm. to fund just the online virtual consult initially. If the patient needs to do a pathology test, that will be for the patient's own account. However, the idea with this is to get as many doctors onto the network, such that if doctors can either volunteer their time,
yes.
Or they can submit a claim if they feel like charging. But the idea is that if this initiative works, it's a great opportunity for external companies to come in and support it and help to maybe fund the pathology tests for patients.
Mm. Like with anything else, you don't just want people to use the system for the sake of it. So presumably it's only for those individuals who are worried that they have symptoms or may have come into contact with a COVID-19 person that you'd encourage to use the service. Otherwise it then overburdens it.
Absolutely. So we've also got a USSD string, which Vodacom customers can access by dialing *111#, and that is a great information platform to go to, and also helps you to assess whether you are high risk or low risk and ask the specific questions that you've just mentioned now.
Yes. And just for clarity, in terms of when you go on and use the facility, does it matter in terms of cost whether you're a Discovery client or a Vodacom client or not? In other words, if you're not either a Discovery or a Vodacom client, is there some cost that you have to incur in that whole process?
So just practically from a technical point of view, what we've been able to do is zero rate the journey or the website journey for Vodacom customers.
Yes.
So Vodacom customers who access the journey will not pay any data costs for the duration of the entire experience.
Uh-huh. But of course, people on other networks will incur some sort of cost.
Correct. They would incur their normal data costs for a video call or utilizing the website journey.
So in terms of this service, which, like I say, is really apt for this time, and also in terms of, you know, limiting the potential to infect your medical doctor, do you think that going forward, this type of initiative might actually boost demand for telemedicine, which is not so popular in South Africa, so that people avoid things like queues and they get attended to more timelessly?
No, that is such a good point, because if you look at what's going on globally in the world of fintech, the world of financial services is being disrupted completely through digitization. And this for us is a great opportunity to start to test how telemedicine could change and improve the lives of ordinary people. So to your point of long queues and trying to find a doctor who's available between 8 and 5. This just allows doctors to be able to work at any hour of the day. They could see patients between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. at night if that's the time they feel they want to work. You could have patients who maybe can't get to see a doctor because they have an 8 to 5 job and don't want to take off work, but they can do their virtual consult in the evening. So it just creates a much bigger and broader opportunity for people to really start giving people access to affordable and digital healthcare going forward. So we're really hoping that, on the back of this initiative, it could also be something that's recognized by the different regulatory bodies in terms of seeing how this could become a way of the future.
Yes. In your communication with the regulatory authorities around this, because it is a health issue and it's a health interaction, presumably they've given it their blessing, because I understand that ordinarily they wouldn't approve of people having a medical consult with a physician that they've never dealt with before.
Correct, and it is for that exact reason that we have set this up without the customer having to pay for the consult, and this is only limited to COVID-19. And the idea was that we're not breaching any of the regulatory laws around asking a patient to actually pay for the visit.
Mm-hmm.
It's fully funded by this fund. And we've actually seen a great number of doctors volunteering their time, actually not even charging for the consult, just because it is an initiative that's been put together specifically for this purpose of addressing COVID-19.
And when does it take effect? It's live now as we speak, is it?
Absolutely. We launched it yesterday.
Excellent.
After 2 weeks of really, really long nights by both the Discovery team, the Vodacom team, and we launched yesterday, so it's live as we speak.
Excellent. And just for the benefit of the listeners, one more time, just advise us where they need to go to be able to access the service.
So from a Vodacom point of view, they can go to vodacom.co.za, www.vodacom.co.za, and click on the COVID-19 banner, which they'll see on the screen. Alternatively, they can also go to our information hub by dialing the USSD string, which is *111#. They can also visit the Discovery website, which is discovery.co.za, and enter the journey through that platform as well.
That was Mariam Kasim. She's the CEO of Vodacom Financial Services.